This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Portugal has moved to the right as it struggles to contain its enormous debt. A center-right party, the Social Democrats, beat the ruling party in yesterday's general election, which was marked by a low turnout. The Social Democrats now plan to form a coalition government. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, their first order of business will be leading the nation along the unpopular path to austerity.
Portugal's new prime minister, Pedro Passos Coelho, is 46 years old, has a business background, and little political experience. But he sounded confident last night as he addressed supporters.
Portugal vive uma circunstância extraordinária.
We will work to provide stability and give international markets a confidence to believe in Portugal again.
The election followed months of political and economic turmoil. The socialist government collapsed in March, worsening the country's long-term debt crisis. Unemployment is running at more than 12%, a record high, and the economy is expected to contract by 4% over the next 2 years. Like Ireland and Greece, Portugal was forced to seek an international bailout in return for big tax hikes, deep spending cutbacks, and slashing the public sector. But economist João César das Neves is convinced it's possible to cut the deficit and stimulate growth at the same time. He believes the bailout deal is positive.
It included a lot of structural reforms, from energy to education, health and everything. And that is what we need. You actually need that. So I think they're going to have two tough years. But if we do it, in 2 years we'll be able to start growing again.
As in local elections in Spain last month, Portuguese voters blamed the ruling socialist for the economic crisis, and international markets will welcome a new center-right government. But political analyst Manuel Brandão is worried that so many Portuguese are alienated from the political process.
In the moment where the country needs to be together and to take a decision of the very tough future that is facing, we have a huge percentage, a growing percentage of abstention.
Portugal is already Western Europe's poorest country, and living standards will plummet further, widening the gap between rich and poor. The latest statistics show that 2 out of 5 children live in poverty. And while there haven't been big protests as in Greece and Spain, there's concern that as the government inflicts more pain on its citizens, social unrest could follow. 33-year-old Vera Dutel, like millions her age, is unemployed. She's fearful draconian austerity measures will also stifle the hopes and aspirations of an entire generation.
This will compromise the next 10 years of the country. People are so afraid of the consequences that they will be very carefully in making new projects and try to do something new. They will be afraid.
Many analysts also worry about what they see as the growing alienation of northern European countries from their southern partners fighting off bankruptcy. Miguel Gaspar, editor-in-chief of the newspaper Público, cites the way German officials mistakenly blamed Spain for the recent E. coli outbreak, triggering huge economic and job losses among Spanish farmers.
Suddenly Germans are saying that the Spanish cucumber is the problem, and in the end you know that the problem lies somewhere in Hamburg, not in Almeria, you know. And that is symbolic that something is really wrong inside the community between north and south.
And that something, says Gaspar, is a mutual lack of confidence among the EU partners that could further prolong the crisis within the Eurozone. Silvia Pajoli, NPR News, Lisbon.